Yeah, feels good. Feels good, as we said at the start. Like, we wanted the three. You never really was thought you were going to get over the line in the three, and tonight proved to be really, really tough. Like, I mean, knew that anyway. Like, coming up here, and it's just a matter of finals are about one of them. And as I say, we've got over the line again, and we're delighted. It's not a bad return for the season, so we'll take it.
Yeah, you got off to a great start. Michael Doherty scoring in the 8th minute, and I suppose you were 1-0 up at half time, but then they hit back straight away in the second half.
Yeah, I felt the goal settled us, and as I say, we had loads of possession in the first half without really penetrating them, and that was the disappointing thing. We had loads of time, space in the ball, and, you know, wrong choice of pass, you know, decision making, stuff like that. But, and credit to them, look, they came straight out. As I say, we're disappointed. A second ball off a set piece, Packy goes up and drops to them, and we're disappointed to concede like that. Good reaction again, but then they peg us back again from a set piece again. So, look, you're just hoping that, you know, the quality we have in the front line, and Michael's got two, and Tony's popped up there at the end, and look, that's big game players, won big games, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, it got feisty towards the end, but your players kept it cool.
Yeah, that was the part. That's what we always say to them. Like, we respect every opposition. We don't get involved. And, you know, as I say, sometimes you can get dragged into stuff. We warned them at halftime, warned them before, go and play the game. And it was important. Look, they had a man sent off late on. And just important for us to keep our composure and see out the game.
Yeah. I suppose the group were disappointed to miss out on the league title, but to come and finish the season with three trophies, you had a good run in an Intermediate Cup as well. Like, I'm sure you'll put this down as a very good season.
You have to, like, you have to. I mean, obviously, you know, you start out of this every season to win the league, and we had a cracking season in the league, let's be honest. We've haven't dropped that many points. I think we've maybe what, 2 defeats or something like, and we've run cock all close, and we'll regroup now over the summer and go at it again. It was late August, September, and that's the intention. That, you know, but the lads have had a great season. They've played in, you know, nearly every match possible to play in, and that'll stand them. As I say, obviously we'll be planning to add the group now over the next couple of months, and I think we've Senior Cup at the end of July to look forward to. So they're not going to have a long time off, like, so. But look, we'll take a month out of it now and enjoy it.
And do you think you'll be able to keep that core group together?
Yeah, look, I don't see why not. Obviously, in squads, you have people that maybe didn't get enough football. We have a couple of lads moving away and stuff like that. There's always a turnover in squads, but I've always said we have a good dressing room. They get on really well together. We have a good environment. We're playing for the best club in the county. You know, everything we need, we get. Training facilities, playing facilities, everything. The committee is second to none. So if you're playing at this level, there's no better club to play for. So I would kind of envisage that the large majority of them will stay.